Hey, St. Louis, Eddie McVay here from Bomber O'Brien's, inviting you to watch college football Saturdays and NFL Sundays at Bomber's. Flat screens are throughout the bar, as well as Golden Tee, Buck Hunter, Silver Strike, and dart boards. If you're hungry and thirsty, we have burgers, wings, pizza, salads, as well as great drink specials. So, come see us at Bomber O'Brien's. If you find a fat owner at the end of the bar, he will probably buy you a drink. Bomber O'Brien's at the corner of South Kings Highway and Beck, one block north of Chippewa.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:06 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and Doug, looky, it's Charlie Marlowe from the Two Fox.
I saw him sitting over there. Hello, Chuck.
Looky. Good morning, fellas. What's up?
Well, it's getting a little rainy out there.
It's not getting
a little rainy.
Way,
is
baby.
It pouring now?
It's storming.
I went through a little bit of rain on the way here, and then it kind of dried up as I got up around St. Chuck. Now I hear it's coming down.
Yeah.
Well, Doug, just settle in for the next 3 hours because the Plow Iggy Monster has put together a potpourri of sports talk radio excellence for you.
What's he got?
Read the paper.
The Tease Farms Captain's Log is as follows.
Yeah.
Will Leach, founder of Deadspin, writer for Sports on Earth and Bloomberg Politics, Cardinal fan, resident of Athens, Georgia. See how it all ties in over the next 48 hours with the Cardinals and Giants in Missouri in Georgia. The Bumblebee uniforms are out in Columbia tomorrow at 6:30 as 49,000-plus attend a game against a top-10 team in the country.
What was wrong with the suits they wore last Saturday, Ben?
Because that doesn't help you recruit wide receivers.
They look like the Missouri Tigers last week. What was wrong with that outfit, that costume?
Well, the problem is they won, so you have to change it up.
We have our wheelhouse picks of the week. Now, Jared from the wheelhouse is calling in, and so we got to lock in on that. Producer Joe and I have been doing it for years. He is yet to win. Now, Jared has entered the mix, and perhaps he will raise the bar because Joe is currently bragging about being 7-7 because he is up two games on me. And we still have about 190 games to pick. But hey, producer Joe needs to have small victories.
Sounds like he's got it about locked up.
Yep.
Mathematically,
he has clinched just like the Cubs did last night. Chris Hansen, you know him from To Catch a Predator, Doug?
Yeah, I remember that.
Do we have any of those drops, Nye Plow Giant?
Online, he calls himself Sebastian for you.
That's an example.
Online, he calls himself Man Bay 2004.
Okay.
Online, he calls himself a Latino Man 559.
Now that guy emails into the show.
Tunnels?
What was the 559?
Using the screen name Tunnels 12,000.
Look at Plowsy.
Yep.
Bringing it.
He's getting comfortable back there.
Gave me a little wink like, yeah, it was coming.
The 53-year-old is bringing candy.
Did you bring my M&Ms?
I was just here to help her out. Well, why'd you bring condoms?
I always carry condoms, sir. Especially when I'm coming to do the show. So, Doug, you'd be like, okay, that's enough. That's great because we have the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. We have email of the day.
Seems like a full show.
But no.
No.
Last night at 7:51 p.m. Central Standard Time, Kenneth T. Iggy Strode texted me to let me know that Keisha Gray will be joining this show at 9:25. Where's my mother effing bell? Where's my mother effing bell?
And Keisha Gray is who now?
Keisha Gray.
WNBA player?
On the Mount Rushmore of current adult film stars, per my rankings and also per the rankings of the Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal doesn't rank these gals.
How do you know?
Well, I've read the Wall Street Journal, and I've never seen her mentioned.
It's on the last page.
Okay.
Yeah, second class. So Keisha Gray will be with us at 9:25. Now, Iggy...
she have a new movie out or something?
She's feature dancing in Pittsburgh this weekend.
Ah.
I asked Iggy, I said, how and why? Where'd this come from? What's your answer to this?
Well, Tim, you put on the fan page the interview she did with the Trib guy.
The Tribune.
Whatever
Chicago Tribune.
Pittsburgh well,
on
Post.
On the back, it said Trib.
Yeah, it did. It's a good word.
And it was a terrible interview. And I said, this sucks. I said, you know, Timmy could do a much better job of interviewing one of his favorites. So I saw where she was at the Blush nightclub.
Doug Blush nightclub. I don't like that.
And we're big in Pittsburgh.
We are.
So I just called Blush and talked to Matt, who does the PR for the featured dancers. And
they need a PR person, do they?
I said we're big in on the East Coast.
We are very popular.
I said we had a
the app.
We had a lady yesterday who came on who had a nude book signing in New York, and of course I lied and said she called me last night and said 25 people who listened to the show showed up.
Sure.
So we're big in Pittsburgh. But anyway, he said let me call her, and he called me back and said she'd love to do it. So she's gonna be on at like 9:25 or whenever Chris Hansen's done.
Yeah. So Chris Hansen into Keisha Gray. As we get you ready for the Cardinals and Giants in Missouri and Georgia. But Doug, as we know, unfortunately, sometimes with these adult film stars, grandmothers pass away.
Sure they do. Yeah. So I was going to ask you, Iggy, what's your level of confidence that she'll actually be there when you call her?
Well, the bad thing is she's calling us.
Oh, jeez.
90%.
Wow.
Because,
oh, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Because Matt said if you don't hear from her, just call my cell and I'll wake her up. So
now, Doug, I know you have heard Keisha interviewed before.
I haven't.
But maybe some members of our audience haven't heard it. And this is the interview that Iggy is making reference to from the Trib Show. She was on yesterday. Here's how her friends and family felt about doing porn. I believe she said they weren't stoked. Let's take a listen.
Hit the lever plows, dude.
My family found out, my best friend told them, before I flew to L.A. Mm. So they already knew, but they wanted to hear it from me.
Sure.
So before my second scene, I told my parents that I was doing porn. And obviously, they weren't stoked about it, but they still love me.
Sure.
My friends.
Sure. Please tell me an ex like saw you or something.
Oh, yeah. My ex-boyfriend.
He's like, why didn't you ever do that with me?
Right. He called me immediately. <up. laughs> He's like, so you know everyone sees you on browsers right now, right? I'm like, well, everyone watches porn, no?
Right.
So, yeah.
Huh. It sounds like she's about 13 years old. Are we sure she's over 18?
21. Anna Marie and I got a wonderful picture with her this January, and it's our Christmas card we're sending out to friends and family abroad.
You're not really. She wouldn't allow that.
No, I'm not really big in the whole Christmas thing.
And you would recognize her just walking in a hotel?
Absolutely. We saw her at the Hard Rock Hotel after the AVNs, and I said, I got to get a picture.
Huh.
And there we were, me and my wonderful wife, been together for 8 years, and there she is right in the middle of me and Keisha Gray. It's a great picture.
How'd she take that? She's a good sport.
She is a good sport. God bless her. And I posted the picture on the fan pin. I'm very proud of that.
You're proud of your picture with a porn star?
Yes.
Did she encourage you to get into the business with your rugged good looks?
I have a really tough time getting an erection.
Oh, geez, I had to ask.
Doug, you said, is Keisha proud of being named on the Dirty Dozen list of adult film stars? Ew. Here's your answer.
They have in January the 2016 Dirty Dozen, and it's the Dirty Dozen porn's biggest stars, and right in that dozen is Keisha Gray.
It's me.
It's got to feel good.
Yeah, when I read it, I felt really great, and a bunch of girls that I'm friends with in the industry are also in it that I admire, like Riley Reed, mm-hmm. But when I read it, it was like, she plays the cello, and I'm like, oh, wow. I was really glad they included that in there.
What other fun facts can we learn about you?
I play the bass guitar.
Do you do those naked or do them clothed?
I can do them naked.
See, I used to play bass guitar, and I was always looking for people to jam with, and I never found anybody like you, so.
Did you play naked?
I did not.
Aw, shucks.
Right. There went that missed opportunity.
What a tool.
I love him. About me you're talking about.
I think
that
he's
guy's
awesome.
Really popular in the wrestling community. I didn't know him.
Who is he?
He has like 27,000 Twitter followers. Do you know who he is, Iggy?
No, I've never heard of him.
I went to look who he was, and I saw he has like 27,000 Twitter followers, and he's got something going in Pittsburgh. This is like a mainstream Pittsburgh Post-Gazette or Tribune thing that they do with adult film stars.
It's a podcast?
Sponsored by Blush. Well, it's video, as you saw. Yeah. You saw the thing on the fan page, which I love, because it is like professional wrestling. As dumb as it is, it should be mainstream because there's a huge audience for it. It's just some people on their high horses are shamed while they sit there and pleasure themselves with a pegging scene.
Doug.
No, I was talking to Doug about
They'll
that this morning.
They'll be in the front row at church on Sunday. Fraud.
I had pop-ups coming up yesterday before I could finish. It pissed me off.
Well, the pop-ups got you?
Yeah.
It happens to the best of them. That's my credo. So, Doug, that's at 9:25. Chris Hansen's at 9 o'clock. No. Our Wheelhouse Picks of the Week with Jared from Wheelhouse 830 and Will Leach, founder of Deadspin, writer for Sports on Earth and Bloomberg Politics, Cardinals fan, resident of Athens, Georgia. It all comes together at once here with Will Leach. We're covering everything with him, plus the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. Knife Fest at Bertarelli Cutlery continues today and tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Everything in the store is 30 to 70% off. Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. That is your Tease Farms Captain's Log. Sending your email, giving away a gift card to the Pasta House the morning after at InsideSTL.com. And it's just a program for the listeners where they can get involved anytime they want. 855-CUB-TALK. 855-CUB-TALK. 855-CUB-TALK is how you can call on the appliance discounter phone lines. It's how you can text in Doug as well. It's how we encourage our listeners to get involved. We wanted to get a phone number that they would remember. And Cub Talk, as the 2016 National League Central Division champions, we felt like that was the right
one. You did that on purpose.
Nope.
You got it, Cub Talk.
No. Well, the station's phone number was already, whatever, 282-TALK before we ever did our deal.
Yeah.
And then one of our wonderfully astute listeners pointed out that if you spell it out, it's Cub Talk. And so
that's what it's going to be.
We're going to make sure that people continue to remember the phone number.
All right.
855 Cub Talk. And the Cubs are the Central Division champions because the Cardinals lost last night. Final score 6-2. I think Johnny Cueto retired the final 17 hitters he faced.
Right.
And so the Cardinals have gone 1-3 so far in this critical week of baseball. They'll have to win the next three to have a above 500 record in this critical week. But more importantly, not fall well behind, mathematically speaking. I mean, I realize it could only be 2-3 games, but when you're starting to run low on games, these losses have greater impact than they did just a couple weeks ago.
They stopped hitting. Just have completely stopped hitting.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you face Hendricks, Hamill, Lester, and Cueto. Yeah. Those aren't what the Brewers and Reds and Pirates tried out there.
Jerko's hit last night was the first hit with a runner in scoring position in five games. You see that stat? I mean, they didn't even hit the ball hard very often. That's disappointing. Wainwright not that sharp. Off to a bad start again. He's struggling to get through the first innings unscathed. Hits took him deep.
Here is Mike Matheny on what he thought of Wainwright's performance last night.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Please.
Yeah, you know, we just got to, you know, back against the wall a little bit. Amazing first hook he threw. Something happened at the bottom of the order, and you know, then we've got a pretty good deficit we're working with. And but you know, I saw some good pitches. I saw some good curveballs at times. It just seemed like you know, a couple big hits really put us into a bad spot.
Yeah, he really hung that curveball to Hunter Pence. That was a bad pitch.
Hunter Pence always reminds me of that player from the 1920s film you see where the film is kind of jerky and his uniform doesn't fit right and he doesn't run right. Boy, he's a good player, though. Has been for some time now.
Ladies love his style.
They do?
Well.
How do you know that?
There's something going on. He was dating, like, one of the most beautiful playmates for a couple of years. I think while he was with the Astros. This goes back a bit. Yeah. And then I think he's either married or engaged. His lass is quite beautiful.
That's unusual. I wouldn't think of...
You don't think pigeon-toed people can score?
No, I wouldn't think very wealthy professional athletes would have any luck at all with the ladies.
Well, here's an exception to the rule.
I guess so.
Are you saying that a lady might prefer that over a guy that doesn't make very much money?
No, I'm saying I'm surprised that these guys can get any gals at all.
You don't think they choose it just for love?
I wouldn't think so, no. No.
A lot of Keisha Gray pictures being sent in today. Eric Messersmith, who co-hosts Triple Threat with Joe Roderick and Howard Balzer. Eric had been over at 101 ESPN, and he just started with us this week. Was getting a chance to see the text inbox for the first time yesterday, and in a commercial break, he turned to Roderick and said, "Why do the listeners send in naked pictures of celebrities?"
Reasonable question.
My stepdad and I used to paint each other's chest.
Okay, Tony.
So that didn't happen at 101?
I kind of figured it did, at least during the Wheeler show.
Yeah, it is hard to believe. It's not like they're sending it for everyone else to see. It's pretty much just for you.
It's a nice little personal gift. It's like a birthday present.
Yeah. Pierce Brosnan is really hung.
Why do we care about that?
We don't. They think it's funny.
But it's only funny, they're sending it just directly to Tim.
Right.
Well, they also send it to Roderick and Messersmith.
Yeah.
They're not looking at it right now, are they?
There's a 27-year-old guy who sends a picture of Mark McGuire with no pants on, and then Tim acknowledges it, and that guy goes...
Yeah, that's probably it. Look what I did.
the thing is that I don't really acknowledge it. Doug, there's a picture of, I believe, a naked older gentleman with Hillary Clinton's head on it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
I guess people are just practicing with the Photoshop tool on their computer.
Yeah, Ray King is.
Yeah. I don't know how to Photoshop.
I saw my mother-in-law without any clothes on this weekend.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. I'm surprised he would admit that. Was this just this past weekend?
I'd like to hear more on that. Interesting story.
Yeah, I heard Frank tell that story. Holy crap.
I'm surprised he admitted it, though. Isn't that something you just kind of say, okay, I can't unsee that, but I certainly don't have to tell the world about it.
Do we know what she looks like?
Adam Wainwright on his performance last evening.
Hit the lever.
It was all right. It was good enough to do a little better job than we did tonight. But the opportunities were there to get outs quicker than I did and at times that I didn't. So there's really not, I mean, I don't have any excuses. I just, they made some good swings and put some good bats on me. And it was at times that I didn't make the pitch I need to. You know, those guys over there, they have a tough lineup, a deep lineup, and you can get outs if you make your pitches. And if you don't make your pitches, you hit balls in the middle of the plate, those guys are going to hit it hard. So he made a good swing there, and you know, I thought I was still confident we were going to hold him to two runs the rest of the time.
Now, the Giants, one of the reasons why they have been so bad since the All-Star break when they had the best record in the game is because they haven't been able to hit. But you do look at the lineup, and it's not like there's one person in that lineup. I think even a above-average casual fan, whatever you would call that, so not hardcore, but not just like the casual fan who drives by every once in a while, you would recognize every single name in the lineup. I mean... it's Crawford, Nunez, Span in your 6, 7, 8 spots, and Pagan, Panic, Posey, Pence, and Belt, and Duggar. There's a lot of alliteration there. Yep. And that gives me
killer
joy.
Killer peas.
Yeah, takes you back to the Cardinals and Astros.
Mm-hmm. I saw where Wainwright has an ERA over 6 on the road this year. It's like second worst in baseball. I don't know why that would be necessarily, but he sure has not pitched like the Adam Wainwright that they had hoped that he would.
9 hits. You look at his numbers for the season, that's been the case all year long. He's thrown 181 and 2/3 innings, given up 197 hits. So well more than one per inning for the entire year.
Yeah.
That shows you that he's not missing bats like he used to earlier in his career.
Well, I think it's all control with him. You know, he's not throwing 96 miles an hour. And if he's off just a little bit with his control, I mean, he's hittable.
I agree with you, Doug.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I mean, of course it could happen, but I just don't know how in the world this team could beat the Cubs if they were to even get there. And those chances, unfortunately, are declining. It doesn't mean that I would say at this point it's in the 45% range, so it's not like it's some minuscule outlier at this point. But, as Derek Gould has presented when he's been on the show throughout the course of this week, no matter what for the Mets, one of the two teams is going to lose this weekend while they play the Minnesota Twins. And even if, for whatever reason, the Mets were to lose 2 of 3 against the Twins, this isn't a case of, well, yeah, one of the teams is going to lose, but one of the teams is going to win. That's, of course, factually correct. But when you're fighting for 2 spots, it doesn't matter. What you care about is the loss. The other team winning, you know there's going to be another team in there, and you don't really care about that. the benefit is that one of the teams is sure to lose. And this is the only heads up amongst these three teams the rest of the way. Plus, the Mets' schedule is just so comedically easy the rest of the way. While the Cardinals do have this trip to Colorado and Chicago before they come back to Busch Stadium a week from Monday, it's going to be tough. It's just a matter of, you know, what are the Cubs going to do here? It's something we've discussed. What are they going to do over the next few weeks where they have really nothing to play for? Oftentimes a team will clinch, but then they're still trying to clinch home field advantage throughout. Of course, until the World Series, where that exhibition game in July determines it. But throughout the National League playoffs. But here, the Cubs are so far up on the Nationals as well that it doesn't matter. They already have a party last night in Chicago. They already have a party in Chicago. Yeah. And they did clinch a couple hours after the game when the Cardinals lost. But they already had a party last night, but the Cubs lost to the Brewers. So the Cubs are now 93-53, and they say they have a comfortable lead over the Washington Nationals, relatively speaking. I mean, it's not like it's a lock, but, you know, relatively speaking, they're in a very good spot.
Guy at Channel 4 has been a diehard Cub fan his whole life. His name's Bob Cyphers. He went to Chicago.
Syphy.
Just to finally see the Cubs clinch a division. Never seen it. Got tickets to the game, paid a lot of money for it, and they lose to the Brewers and don't get to celebrate.
I saw a stat that somebody posted on Twitter that the Cubs have only made it to the playoffs in their entire history, back-to-back seasons, four times. I couldn't believe that. I know they're really good early in the century, and they had this, you know, this 100 years of not winning a World Series, but to play baseball for over 100 years and to not make the playoffs more than four times back-to-back years, that's really bad.
Yeah. Well, you have to remember, of course, that up until, what was it, 69? Is that when they started having NLCSs and LCSs? And those were best of fives, that you had to win your division in order to get in there. And then it, you know, certainly expanded a great deal in 2012. But the wild card era began in 94, strike season, meaning it was 95 that it was first implemented. And so, what, 2007, 2008 would be one of those times, if I'm not mistaken?
There was a theory for a long time that the day games got them.
That Edmonds thinks that.
Yeah, they not only play that they in the heat of the day during the summer months, but then they also had a free night to go out and do whatever, and then you got to get up early and play a game again.
And then you have to adjust because when you're playing 81 other games, you're usually playing about 80% of those at night.
Yeah.
And so that becomes a thing. And I you know, rare times Edmonds and I would actually talk baseball. And I'd say, yeah, the Cubs look like they're just going to be outstanding. I don't know, because it's just so tough up there to win because of that day game schedule. It's such a weird deal. And the other thing that he said, because when we had Michael Wilbon on this week and he was talking about that 2018, that 2008 Cubs team that Jim was a part of, you know, for half the season, had the best record in the game. But they were swept out of the playoffs, I think, by the Dodgers, if I'm not mistaken. And then the Dodgers lost to the Phillies, who went on to win the World Series. And Edmund said he was sitting in the clubhouse and he was looking around. He goes, "We're going to get swept." And he just said, you could just tell the guys weren't ready. They just, you know, it was a different vibe than what he saw in St. Louis in 2000, 2001, 2002, 2004, 5, 6. And sure enough, they got swept right out of there.
You know what the skipper would say?
Buh.
Buh, men not machines.
See, Charlie.
Buh, like the man against you.
Buh, hot take on Colin Kaepernick.
Buh, ask me at 10:30.
Buh, not a white man sport. Buh, a lot of Pacific Rim players.
Doug, this is Jason.
Oh, hello, Jason.
Hey, Jason. Guys, it's Timmy the Tickler.
Oh, jeez.
Got him.
Yeah.
All right, keep it clean.
Don't.
Yeah, I figured I'd just... Brad, that's a big get on the porn star, man.
Well, that's the Plow Iggy monster we have.
Yeah, nice. Hey, who's Iggy's favorite porn star?
It's a great question. I bet he's going to go back to something with dense shrubbery from the 70s.
Oh. Yeah, it's a toss-up between Christy Canyon and Kay Parker.
I've never heard of them. Are they old school?
Yeah, they're old school. They didn't shave. but nowadays, the younger ones, I have two, but...
Really? I didn't know this. Doug, did you know this?
No.
Yeah, Dillian Harper is...
Now, that's because you're friends with her.
But she is just drop-dead girl next door gorgeous.
Hmm.
And Lexi Bell. I like Lexi Bell, too.
Hi. Hey, Tim.
Yes.
You there?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, that picture you posted on the fan pin of Keisha Gray.
Right, right.
Yeah, that that scene, the guy...
Can't say.
Keep it clean.
Oh, my bad. But, no, that's... congrats on the get, man. What questions are you going to ask her?
Doug, what questions do you have lined
up? I don't really have any. Who's big for you, I guess?
Yeah, that'll probably be Lexington Steel.
Yeah,
did you just ask what's big on her?
Who's big for you? It's Doug's standard question, Timmy the Tickler.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you guys go.
Okay,
just,
thanks.
I want to call and say congrats.
Are you coming to the TMA Live at Hot Shots next week? You know, your wife has become a fan favorite after Robin feeding the wonderful Larry Nickel.
You know, I'm trying to get her to do it, but, you know, that's why I let her use the strap on me the other day.
Okay.
So I could, well, I'm just saying, she likes to, you know, whip that out, so I'm trying to suck up to her so we can go, but I'll let you know, Tim.
Okay, yeah. Well, Doug, he's going to let us know.
Yeah, boy, can't wait to hear.
Talk to you guys later.
All right.
See ya.
Doug, 855-CUB-TALK.
Strong call.
Maybe
we shouldn't give the number out.
That's a strong call.
It wasn't a strong call. It was a guy just trying to be nasty to be nasty.
The Tickler family. The Tickler family.
Old Tickler.
No, I'm disappointed in him.
And he was actually a pretty normal guy at the Hot Shots event.
No, not normal.
He looked normal, and he has an attractive...
Well, you can look normal and not be normal.
Wife or significant other?
Yeah. What was her name, Nora?
I don't know. Bless her heart, she puts up with a lot.
Agnes?
I don't remember her name. But I'm sure she puts up with a lot for now.
Some of these listeners, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
A little odd. But we love them.
Yeah, well, I like the Cardinal pitching matchup tonight. This Luke Weaver.
Who's he opposing?
Mike Moore.
Matt Moore.
They can hit him.
He's pretty good.
They can hit him. I mean, you gotta win a game like this. Weaver's throwing about as well as anybody they got.
Matt Moore almost threw a no-hitter a couple starts ago.
I don't care.
Are the Cardinals still bad against lefties? I haven't looked it up. There was for years...
No, they had a good run over the last 6 weeks, actually. Now, Lester, of course, just totally shut them down Wednesday. But over the last 6 weeks, they've been pretty damn good. Yeah. Which is odd, because you're exactly right. Left-handers have historically, recent history anyway, shut them down.
And if you buy into the narrative where... The Cardinals are struggling at home because of not being able to hit home runs at a bigger park. You have another bigger park out in San Francisco, so that could be another issue potentially.
Yeah. Well, they do struggle to score if they don't hit them out. Hey, do we have a weather department here? Do we have a meteorologist on staff?
Yeah, the Plow Club.
Is it supposed to rain all day tomorrow for this Mizzou game?
Yeah, the weather this weekend sucks. It sucks that the weather sucks. Plowhawk, I don't know if you have anything on the Doppler.
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to rain most of the day tomorrow. I'm not for sure when it starts, but I think during the game for sure.
Really?
How's the 5-day?
I'm not quite for sure on the 5-day. That's just my weather channel giving me morning updates on what it will be today and tomorrow.
What's it like in our neck of the woods?
I mean, currently it's stormy and probably about 73.
Yeah.
Well, allergy index?
Maybe 10%.
Mold spores? Doug? Pollen?
I don't have a pollen count, Chuck.
What does it look like tonight for my Brentwood High School Hall of Fame induction ceremony?
Oh, that's tonight, is it?
You're going in?
You're going in. Iggy's nice. Going in, Doug.
Is that outdoors? I guess it would be. It's
well,
the
a
game,
lot of
probably.
The festivities are outdoors, and then we move indoors for the induction.
You're the headline attraction?
I don't know. There's two PhDs. There's a MD, a vet, a lady who goes by Lady Bowen because Queen Elizabeth knighted her husband and named her Lady and then me.
So are you going in for athletics, for what you've done in radio?
I guess. I don't know. I didn't ask
know.
That.
I think it's for getting Keisha on today.
That was it. If
Put
you, get, if you can get Keisha on tomorrow, you're going in. I don't know. I guess for 25 years in radio.
Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. I've been plugging myself for 6 months on this thing.
Now, will there be a bust of you in the Brentwood High School entryway or something?
I don't know.
Outside? A
I don't
statue?
Know. No, I'm a little upset. I don't even get a ring or anything. It's a piece of paper.
You're mad about going into the Hall of Fame.
No, but I would like a ring or something, that, or at least a plaque, not a piece of paper.
Huh. Well, a nice certificate? You could put it in, mount it on the wall and have a nice little frame?
I guess I'll be taping it tonight. I'm bringing my task cam to put on the podium in case there's anything funny we can play it Monday.
Do you have a speech that you've prepared?
Nah, just bullet points.
I like it.
Bullet point. You're going to tell stories of when you were in high school?
Yeah, I got a 6-minute stand-up routine.
Do you?
But if there's not a lot of people there, I'm not going to waste it. I'm just going to say thank you and get out.
Well, you wouldn't be wasting it. Well, where else are you going to use this high school routine?
Well, I won't, but if there's not a lot of people there, I'm not going to waste good material on 15 people.
Well, where else would you use the material?
I won't use the material.
Well, go ahead and use it.
All right, for you, I'll do it,
Doug. All right, thank you.
Can you give us just one sneak peek of a nice little joke? One of your jokes from your 6 minutes?
I'm going to start by saying this is because my friends Los Lonely Boys are in town tonight, and I can't go, and I'm upset about that. But they left me 8 tickets, 8 meet and greet, come back and say hi. They wanted me to bring them on stage, and I haven't even told them I'm not going to be there yet.
Oh, my.
So I gave the tickets to my brother and said, just apologize for me.
Oh, my word.
But I actually sent a text out when I found out it was the same night as this. I said, Hall of Fame induction is the 16th. I need to know who wants to go because I got to give your names to the lady to get you seats in the front. But I also have, if you know anybody, I have 8 tickets to Los Lonely Boys I can't use. Every one of my family members texted back, I'll take the tickets.
They'd rather go there than see you inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so I'm going to start by saying this really means a lot to me. I'm missing Los Lonely Boys tonight for this. What does it mean to my family? Well, they're at Los Lonely Boys.
Oh, man.
Now, do you get a blazer?
I get nothing, a piece of paper.
You need a bust of yourself.
Or a nice sport coat.
I get a piece of paper.
Right. They should have a Brentwood. Brentwood are the Fighting
Eagles.
The City of Warmth, the Fighting Eagles. They should have a nice blazer, Doug, with a nice patch
that
says Hall of Fame, HOF.
Yeah, with a big B on the back.
Purple and gold. Maybe I'll wear my letterman's jacket tonight.
What'd you letter in?
Golf.
Did you?
Well, I was kicked off every other team, so I lettered in golf.
Why were you kicked off?
Various reasons.
Well, what? What'd you do?
Well, baseball, I wouldn't cut my hair, so I got cut off, kicked off.
What is this, the Yankees?
Basketball, I...
How long was your hair?
The face to my jersey.
Your hair? You had hair to your shoulders?
It was down my back a little bit. Grew it out in the summer and went to practice, and you'll be cutting that, right, Strode? No. Off you go.
Really?
Football, told the coach to F off. Wouldn't go into the game with 30 seconds left. Various reasons.
Then you were like, I'm good.
Yeah.
At this point, what does it matter?
That's all right. I'm all right.
And so he threw you out.
Yeah, and then suspended from the golf team twice, but never kicked off.
For PEDs?
And one, I walked up the 18th fairway with no shirt on.
Why such a maverick?
And another time I stole lunches from a Country Day's bus.
Yeah, that gets you thrown out.
I got upset. I said, listen, these cheap bastards, they got roast beef sandwiches, and we got nothing. So I went in their van and stole all their box lunches.
Did you?
But a couple years later... inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I don't believe they know those stories.
Those are the stories I would tell.
Yeah. They're probably listening to the show now. Can we get them? Can we cancel this? Can we take them off?
And Doug, you're not in the Kirkwood Hall of Fame, but you MC the event, correct?
I've done it twice. Yeah. Boy, they had some impressive people go in, too. I can see that I'll never be going in.
I feel like they should induct you, though, just for lifetime achievement.
No, I agree. No, that won't happen. But there were NFL players and people that have been in the Olympics and everything. You know, pretty impressive. Of course, you got a school that big that's been around for 100 years. You're going to have some people that have done some things.
What about 30 years plus in the TV business and 10 years plus on one of the best radio shows on this planet?
Well, just about everybody my age can say I've been 30 years in this business and 10 years in that business. Just because you show up is not the really reason to put you in the Hall of Fame.
Showing up is half the battle.
It's Mike Brito.
It may be to keep the job, but it's not half the battle to get put in the Hall of Fame.
You can put me on the lemming sheet if you want, but does Juhai have a Hall of Fame, Timmy? Because you should be in there.
Okay. Where's the thorough lemming page?
I don't think our high school, my high school, has a Hall of Fame for non-athletic feats. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they always have the athletic Hall of Fame where they have the people go in at halftime of a football game. But I've never heard of them inducting people, which it makes total sense. If you have a great career in business or politics, right, those people should also be in the Hall of Fame. But I never hear that happening.
We had Jim Talent, who was a United States Senator for several years. I don't know that he got in.
Western Maybe Illinois, Joe Roderick, I think, is in the Broadcast Hall of Fame. I'm serious on that, too. I don't want to make that 100%, but I'm pretty sure he got a plaque or something from the Broadcasting Department at WIU.
Well, then you should be in there.
Oh, I mean, Joe Roderick done more for this business than I have, Doug.
Oh, I don't know.
There was a bell that came out of nowhere. Is that you, Charlie?
I kind of golf clapped the bell there. Just a little subtle ring.
Like you weren't completely on board, but you thought you'd ring it just to be polite.
I was acknowledging his point.
All right.
That's what I do on Twitter. That's why I like things. I'm not saying I agree with it.
Yeah.
I'm acknowledging that you sent it to me.
Oh, absolutely.
With a little like.
Yeah.
A little star. Is it a star or is it a like? Facebook's a like. What's Twitter? Is it a like? Is it a love? I didn't know this. My fiance showed me this the other day. I didn't know you can hold down. Is it Facebook? You can hold it down and you get the little heart. I didn't know that. How about that, Doug?
Boy, that is really nice to know.
You can get a heart, or you can get like a smiley face, or like, wow, that's a great post about politics. You just alienated 50% of the people that used to like you.
I guess there's two St. Louis U High Sports Hall of Famers, Doug. Would you be able to guess them?
Ed McCauley.
That's the one that I figured you'd be able to guess. The other one played in multiple Super Bowls. It was all pro, NFL.
Henry Jones.
Number 20, number one in your heart.
Yeah.
The 1990s Bills. Played at Illinois, I think.
See, Raymond Wingo caught a touchdown pass from Mizzou last week.
He looks good.
St. Louis U High.
He looks good.
Yeah, he's fast.
And I was cut from the freshman football, basketball, and baseball
team. Now, the football team was a no-cut sport, though, wasn't it?
That's what we thought.
Well, you put that to the test. But it was only because of your size, right? Certainly not because you weren't an ornery linebacker.
I didn't really want to take the time to learn the playbook, but let's be honest, would it have mattered?
Well, what position were you playing?
Whatever. Let's let Lucas out here and let him run a play real quick.
How big a gentleman were you in high school?
5'2", 100 pounds on the depth chart.
And they didn't want that on their football team.
There you go, Coach Kornfeld. Would have had a couple state titles.
I'm telling you, that's the perfect measurables for a nice scat back.
I'm talking
a return man.
Possibly kicker. That's it.
But no, a guy who can kind of go out there in the slot.
Maybe 5'2", 100 pounds? You couldn't see him.
Thank you.
Exactly. You couldn't see him.
He's about 5'7", buck 65.
He's a great scat back.
Lining up in the I formation. And the Rams have one of the best offenses in the NFL
last
3 to 5 years.
And he's not 5'7".
Yes, he is.
Is he? I thought he's like 5'9 or so.
If Tavon Austin is listed at 5'9", I don't know what he's listed at, but he's very small.
You ever notice that nobody's really 5'9 in athletics? Well, they say he's 5'9", but he's got... People are sometimes 5'9". I'm not saying this specific to you. This has nothing to do with you, so please don't take offense or get on the defensive. It's just, in general, it's a sports casting kind of crutch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they list him at 5'9", but he's...
He's not 5'7" if he's on his tiptoes.
I do think, though, that almost every single NFL, NBA player, Major League Baseball, they're all listed like 2 inches taller than they really are.
Does it even matter in baseball, though? You could see that in basketball or football. Or maybe.
The MVP of the American League is, at least he was in the mix for the MVP.
Yeah.
I mean, how tall is he?
5'6", maybe?
Yeah, for real.
That's what I like about baseball is you can be any size and still play. You can't in basketball or football.
But he's an outlier,
absolutely
though.
Any size. Well, there's a lot of guys who aren't very big. You look at a lot of the Cardinals and you think, well, geez, I'm bigger than him. Like Brandon Moss, big muscular guy hitting 30 home runs. I don't think he's 6 feet tall.
But he's country strong.
Well, he is.
Big forearms.
But, I mean, you would have no chance as a basketball or football player with that size.
Muggsy Bogues.
Football, unless you ran the...
Spud Webb.
He had world-class
speed. Earl Boykins.
Nice, Charlie.
Other guys.
Yeah. Well, you talk about outliers.
Now, St. Louis U High, Iggy, has the Backer Memorial Award. I knew that was that because we would go to it. They've had some people who are just like, you know, I mean, brilliant global leaders. This isn't like, you know, some guy who does a stupid-ass AM radio show in St. Louis.
Whoa, you're kind of attacking Iggy's induction tonight.
No. It was a self-deprecating remark.
I got it, but I would put you in. You've done a lot.
You're already on the thorough lemmings list, Diggy. Back off just a little bit.
Usually, though, let's be real. In a Hall of Fame setting, usually they have a nice table set up, and if you buy a table for 10 of your friends and family members, you know, and $1,000 gets donated to the Key Club, the local alumni chapter, usually can get into the Hall of Fame pretty quickly.
Yeah,
at some local
high school.
It'll grease the skids.
that's why I feel good, because this is, you don't have to pay to go. It's free. So they didn't put me in to raise money.
And you didn't pay anything to get in, did you?
No.
I think there's annual membership dues, though, to keep the blazer.
The blazer. I'll pay for a blazer.
With a big giant B on it.
Old Brentwood. Drive by it almost every day.
Do you? I remember going to a Brentwood High football game years ago when I was a little kid to watch Chuck Roper play, the quarterback. My dad took me there. And Larry Wilson, the football Cardinal player, came and was on the sideline. I couldn't take my eyes off this NFL football player that was there to this high school game.
Then he went to Mizzou.
Chuck Roper did.
Yeah. Jeff Brockhaus was another one that...
Good kicker.
Yeah, and then ended up playing a few years for the Falcons.
Yeah, Mizzou kicker.
Brent was a tiny school. There's not many people.
How many people were in your graduating class?
Like 50.
Oh, really?
Is that all?
It was small.
It used to be bigger than that, didn't it?
Well, when I was there, it wasn't. We had our graduation party at Chuck's pool. Brentwood Forest.
That was one of your friends?
Yeah, that was our graduation party at the Brentwood Forest pool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How'd they swing that? Because was a parent a member?
I don't know.
They don't let the non-members in, Doug, unless you have a guest pass.
All right.
You get two passes. One is for yourself and a guest. The other pass, you can get two more guests. So technically, you can bring yourself, Doug, and three guests.
Mm-hmm. Is the pool still open, or they shut her down?
I think it's shut down, but I'm not sure. I think it shut down a week after Labor Day.
Did you go very much this year?
You know what? I didn't go all year long until my little brother came in town to visit, and we randomly started playing tennis every day that he was here. We were sitting there bored one day because he was here during the week. I had nothing to do before work. He's like, let's play tennis. We started playing tennis at Brentwood Forest, and then we'd go swim right afterwards.
Yeah.
So I think I went two or three times that one week.
Pony show?
Well, no, this is like a Tuesday or Wednesday probably 2 or 3 p.m., so it was not. Sorry. But Saturdays, yes, pony show.
Okay.
Pony show,
that's what
Doug.
I hear tell it's a pony, Doug.
We keep threatening to do this show from there someday, but that never pans out. I guess they don't have any reason to sponsor.
They should.
Why?
Because the show has a young audience that may want to live there and become members of one of the finest condo communities on this planet.
You think we could sell some condos to you?
I don't know how that works, though, because you have the condo association, Doug. That's where your dues go, but that's for the maintenance of the grass and the pool and the tennis court and all of the trees and flora and fauna.
Let's not say that.
But like then
that
again, right, it's the owners.
You
it's
don't
the
have
owners.
To pay for the fauna.
It's the owners that are selling.
You're paying so
the
birds
units.
And squirrels are running around the place?
You have very authentic birds there, some rare and endangered
There's
birds.
There's no rare birds there.
There's an aviary.
There's not an aviary.
There might be. If the levy passes at the next election, we're going to have a really nice bird sanctuary.
Would you pay extra to live in a condo development with an aviary?
I would not, but some people might.
I don't know who.
There's some nice squirrels around there.
Oh, come on. Squirrel's
chipmunks.
A squirrel.
Tim, you're
chipmunk.
Definitely in my greatest person of all time Hall of Fame. Charlie, you have a chance to get there as well. Doug, you'll never get in. Suck it. That's the Sad Panda.
Oh, yeah. Sad Panda's been suspended, fellas. For those words. Sad
I've been
Panda's
listening to
been,
Tim
excuse
for...
Excuse me, Tim.
I'm sorry, Llewellyn's Pub.
Sad Panda has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. He's been suspended, and his name has gone into the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension logio. Okay, Tim.
I've been listening to Tim for well over 10 years, and while my... Hold on a second, Doug. Sometimes they come in a little quick. And while my contributions are likely not Hall of Fame worthy, I'd like to be considered for an InsideSTL.com Lifetime Achievement Award. Thank you. That comes from Beer Cats. Doug, would you like to consider him for a Lifetime Achievement Award?
I guess we can consider it. We can talk about it, discuss it. Hall of Famer Dave is the only Hall of Famer I think we have right now, and he kind of anointed himself then.
P-Hump, Hall of Famer emailer, Rattan Bloomsdale.
Rattan Bloomsdale made Hall of Fame, didn't he?
I'm telling you, if every year you had a Hall of Fame induction, you did it like the NFL, where only five people get in, and you could do... The Hall of Fame listeners from this show.
I think that's a good idea.
Seriously.
Five seems like a high number.
But every year, Doug, because think
God,
about
who
it.
Would be first in?
First ballot? To be in the first ballot, do you go old I'd school say, with the guys you mentioned? Do you go a guy like Cucky, who has a shorter sample size, but has been really prolific in that last year or two?
Do you think Mike Lee is in the first class?
I think he has
Larry
to be.
Nickel?
I think
two?
Rudy and Mickey Carroll go in
posthumously. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Misty's been around for a while, correct?
Misty Plops is probably going to be there someday. You can tell. It's like Mike Trout, you know, but not yet.
Not, no, yeah, we'd like to see a little larger body
so,
of work.
So if five go in, we can all agree on Mike Lee, Rudy, Mickey Carroll. Does Larry Nickel go in first ballot? Does he have to retire?
God, no. I think you can be active and still in the Hall of Fame. That's the unique thing about our Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's really what separates us from the others.
So that's the Mount Rushmore right there, Doug. But we're going to let five in. Who's the fifth? That's the thing. It's always, who's that last one, Doug?
Yeah. We'll have to take suggestions maybe on that.
Who are your top candidates?
Are we sure Mickey Carroll even listened to this show?
When he was in studio with us?
Yeah, well, then maybe.
I could tell a tall tale is what he could do.
Yeah. I have an autographed picture of Mickey Carroll. Can I give that to you guys and you take it to Matheny next homestand?
What was the line? Hilarious line.
Doug, what about Deke Dotum?
Deke Dotum
for the
first. Well, he's disqualified from the Hall of Fame, fellas.
But Mickey Carroll's line about Eleanor Roosevelt, what was the line? It was so funny. Do we have that as a drop?
I don't think so. I think I kind of know how it goes.
No, something like this. I hate war. Eleanor hates war. And I hate Eleanor.
It's wonderful. Yeah,
something of that nature.
It was ripped straight off of Carlin in 74. We do have that cab ride, and there's plenty of audio from that with Timberfake, producer Joe, Rudy, and Mickey Carroll. And that might be the best work this company's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess this is a new company.
Yeah, probably Timberfake would be the
Is Timberfake in the Hall of Fame?
I saw yesterday the crew from We Are Live, which airs from 4 to 7 here on the all-new 590 The Fan, and they just keep getting huge. I mean, don't get me wrong. We have Chris Hansen, we have Will Leach, and we have Keisha Gray today.
Yeah.
They're making us ratchet our game up. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, they had Gilbert Gottfried in studio last Friday.
He came out here, did he?
Yeah, they had Bob Saget on earlier this week. I really enjoy listening to that show, and they have a good thing going on. I mean, Chris and Travis have known each other for 10 years and been doing the show for a year now, but Gaines and Hannah have worked quite well with them also over the last couple of weeks. And Timberfake is attempting to go out with Hannah. Surprisingly, Hannah's not really interested.
What gives you that idea?
She keeps avoiding it.
The fact that she got the restraining order?
And then when he showed up at Lou Fest, it could have been coincidental. But she then left when he arrived.
Right about the time
so
he got there.
So it didn't seem.
Yeah.
So,
probably had a tight schedule.
You know, Nelly has this issue with the tax lien. Have you been seeing the stories on
no.
Nelly with $2.5 million to the government on tax lien?
I've seen all the good gracious taxes bodacious.
Woot, 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 woot. So he's a hot topic, and I guess Denman and Travis were trying to get Nelly on the show. Hannah believes she can book him before October 1st, and if so, then they give her, I don't know, she always talks about wanting to go on carriage rides for her dates. That's her thing.
Those downtown carriage rides?
A handsome cab ride, I believe is what it's called, Dad.
She really enjoys that?
That's what she says. I don't know. To each their own is what I say. Jay likes feet. Hannah likes carriage rides.
Mm.
We're learning things about our coworkers. But if she doesn't get Nelly on We Are Live by October 1st, she has to go on a date with Timberfake.
Oh, wow.
And the terms have been accepted and agreed to. And I'm really surprised that she accepted said terms.
Yeah.
Because if I would have been negotiating that on her behalf, she would have gotten more than a handsome cab ride when the risk is a date with Timberfake.
Right.
And on top of that, I'm a big fan. She just graduated from the University of Missouri Journalism School. She's great people, super smart, cool girl. But I don't think Nelly's going to be doing interviews over the next 3 weeks while he's dealing with the IRS.
I wouldn't if
probably
I was
probably not. I mean, she has a stun gun, pepper spray, something, doesn't
she? Oh, no, I didn't think about that.
Can we videotape the date?
Yeah, I think we have to. I think
do
probably
you mind
for security
if we dance
reasons.
With your date?
Guys, Nelly is at Hollywood Casino like four nights a week. I'm not helping that clown go on a date with Hannah. Send her out to Hollywood Casino.
Is he performing or gambling?
He likes to play poker. He plays a lot of poker. I don't know if he still does. I don't play in St. Louis, but I know that he likes to play.
If you're Nelly, though, and you've made that much money, is there really a game in St. Louis that can kind of get you going that's enough money to make it worth your while?
I think there's, I can't say it. But there are, I think there are opportunities in St. Louis to do that.
Ooh, Nelly's home! Nelly's home!
That might be actually the opportunity. guys, Deke Dotum is the Pete Rose of the TMA Hall of Fame. Doug, they're already starting to want to...
I would think that's the case, yes. A lot of people think he should get in. Just as many say, no way.
Now, is it based upon content or creativity with the name? Because Miguel Cairo's Egyptian Linen Store could be a... You don't know the content, just but the name is first ballot material. No. I don't know.
I think this is going to be derived from production over years and years and years.
Ew. This is going to be poo-pooed on by the texters, but I would think Big Al has to be in the running.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yep. Yeah, he would be. Certainly would be.
I think, Doug, you look at this two ways. You have a guy like Eddie Murray, who had a long career of sustained greatness and racked up career numbers. Then you have a guy like Sandy Koufax, who had a shorter career but was so good for those 6 years or so, Doug. So so how do you judge these TMA Hall
of
Famers?
Well, those would both get in.
Okay.
The do or die game for the Blues. Wednesday night against the Detroit Red Wings, so they have to win this game. I mean, that's the choice. You talk about Jackie, you talk about Douglas here.
Douglas is the Sandy Koufax you're talking about.
I mean, if we want to get attendance at the event, perhaps it'd be good to put Caden Cross in the first class.
Sure.
Rich in Maryland Heights.
That would be an unpopular decision. Yeah, Big Al.
What's up, boys?
Hello, Al.
Hey, I missed it. What did Iggy say I got to do?
He threw your name out as a likely person to go into the TMA Listeners Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's a done deal first ballot. Thanks, Iggy. You're the man, Iggs. Hey, guess what, boys? I had my first lesson last night.
With PGA Pro Dan.
Lion Dan is now PGA Pro Dan. I dropped the Lion Dan because it's no joke. He ain't lying. Oh, man. You ought to see me.
Like a macho man right there.
You know what he said?
What?
And I quote, "You're hitting him better than Timmy."
Did
wow.
I did not make that up. He said it. He said, "Roll your wrist." He filmed me twice. He said, I said, "You got anything to work with here?" He said, "Absolutely." Made a few little tips, and man, oh man, oh man, Timmy, you ought to hear that ball bust out now. Pow!
What are you hitting that pitching wedge, about 140?
152.
152, that is a...
Straight as an arrow, straighter
well,
than
maybe, why don't we have a little match play? Put a little cash on the line.
I got up a little bit. I only had one lesson. I heard you say that you're hitting better than me, so you would be at an advantage here,
and we'll just play straight up, match play. And just
yeah, I want to play you for sure, but I got to have a couple more because he says you got that sneaky. He says you're sneaky long.
Yeah, well, you don't expect somebody who's like 5'3" to hit the ball.
Right.
Yeah, you walk in, you're like, you know, this little munchkin like Mickey Carroll, and the next thing you know, the ball's going pew.
Okay.
So you got a lot of power in that little frame, Timmy, and Anna Marie knows that, God knows.
Doug, but, I believe that was a sexual reference to my wife right there on the
show. Yes, it was. Al, I heard you were long and straight off the tee, but not so much in the bedroom.
Doug.
Oh, I got Cialis for that, Doug, and I know you need some. Hey, how about that ball game yesterday, Doug?
That wasn't a very good one, was it?
No. He was talking about Jets Bills. On a roll. Giants will probably take three from us, get all fired up, and then we'll be sitting there watching the playoffs with the Mets and the Giants playing in the wild card.
No, we don't want that.
And we don't make the playoffs. Like I said at the beginning of the year, Matheny. So
Setting a sentence usually features a verb.
So I'm having some going to the driving range today.
Oh, yeah.
Tuning it up. See everybody out there next Thursday. And then we're going to the golf tournament. And then Dan, you are the man. No
wow.
more lying, Dan.
Look at this,
anybody
Doug.
Needs lessons, if he can help my old decrepit butt, he can help you. Dan, you're the man. You guys, hey, Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Dougie's making his way around the dais.
Good, buddy. You guys have a good weekend. And God bless everyone and all my haters. Oh, by the way, you know when Dan posted on Facebook into the fan pin?
No.
You know what they said?
No.
Get a white hand grenade, paint it like a golf ball, and let him hit it.
They want you dead. They want you dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, these people are vile and vicious.
You guys should be ashamed. I have nothing but love until you mess with me and then Big Hurdle. Twist your head off.
That's one of the security.
You guys have a good show.
There he is.
All right, thanks,
Al. We got to wrap up the 7 o'clock hour. Will Leach, Chris Hansen, and Keisha Gray, along with the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS.